All right, what's up, everybody? What's up, gang?
What's up, Michael? We're back.
We're back, kind of. So right now we're watching the last 1 minute and 30 seconds of Lakers game three. LeBron jacks up a three, and of course it's a miss.
Yep.
Down 13, 90 seconds left. I'm feeling a little dejected at the moment. This definitely feels like the end of our season, even though this only puts us down three games to nil.
10 losses in a row to this Nuggets team, which fucking hurts real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Our offense looks stagnant. Our role players were standing around. We couldn't hit a shot. I mean, last time I checked, we were 2 of 17 from the three-point line. I don't think it got much better after that.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is like another game that the Lakers were up double digits in the first half, but never felt good about it. And then just, I mean, fucking going ice cold. 1 for 17 from 3-point is like, that's tough, but in a weird way, like, I don't even feel like that was the game. Like,
no, exactly, because like the Nuggets weren't even shooting that well in the first half anyways either, you know what I mean? And we still built a 12-point lead in just third quarters, man.
Second halves, dude. Second half's just getting fucking obliterated. I don't know what it is, dude. They fold like a cheap suit to this fucking team. I mean, it's... the reality is, like, Denver's just a better team. I mean, they're the reigning champs. Like, what are you going to do? Like, yeah. I mean, they are clearly the better team. Like, Aaron Gordon seems to get every offensive rebound, every easy putback.
Aaron Gordon, 24 points, 14 boards. I wonder how many of those are, I could tell you right now. 5 of those were offensive, so. And I guarantee you he scored on all 5 of those offensive putbacks or rebounds. Yeah, I don't know. It's
I just feel kind of fucking dejected. So now you're going down. Now we're down 0 games to 3. Another game in LA. You know, I guess I don't know, dude. I literally don't even know what to say. I'm in pain right now.
Yeah,
it hurts. I mean, it's just this Denver team again to go out last year to get a 4-game sweep last year, and then to go down 3-0 to this fucking team, dude. They're good, man. I don't know what to say. Nobody showed up. I mean, AD showed up. LeBron did what he's going to do, but literally every single, you go down the roster, nobody fucking showed up to this game. The offense, like you said, the offense was stagnant, especially in the second half. Just lazy fucking possession after lazy fucking possession. Just like ball suckers getting it into AD, just going ISO. And because they couldn't hit a three, they just crowd the paint.
Yeah.
Even though we couldn't hit a three, we still had 4 guys standing on the fucking perimeter every time.
And then on the other side, I mean, Denver was kind of hitting some tough shots. But even then, like, we kept losing Aaron Gordon or Michael Porter Jr., whoever the guy was under the basket, you know, just waiting for dribble penetration, you know, whoever was guarding that perimeter guy, you know, you had to help off, or we just got caught sleeping and they were getting easy buckets. Pretty much all series, like not only tonight, but I've seen the same thing all series.
At this point, just avoid getting swept.
All right, we're back. I disconnected, but
no. All right, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty, but I'm sure we'll fix that. Fix it in post or not?
Yeah, I'll fix it in no time.
Dude, we couldn't even summon the energy of the real number 15, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Carmelo, RIP.
Or Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he was with us tonight.
RIP.
RIP.
I would say the one victory of tonight, though, is we did get our first live stream up.
Yeah.
On Rumble. So we feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know a couple of our friends tuned in, but I have no idea who that Cody guy was. So, Cody, if you hear this, thank you.
Cody, what's up?
Yeah.
We also had Nomenclature pop in, Ajon. Yo, you guys are the real ones. Yeah. We still clearly don't know what the fuck we're doing, but it's kind of fun. So yeah, I mean, there were definitely some victories for the Making Hay podcast, because we're live on Spotify now.
Yeah, live on Spotify. We have a legit logo. We've completed the official rebrand.
Yeah, we're collecting Infinity Stones at this point.
Yeah,
that's which is an Avengers reference. Mm-hmm. But I never even saw those movies, but I'm pretty sure that's a thing people say.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I thought you were a big Avengers buff, dude.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm just not really a movie guy in general. And then they just kept coming out with them too fast. Like,
movie guy. Is it the concise nature of a story that you don't really vibe with?
It's the universe. Like, you know, just like keeping up. Like, I could follow a couple stories, but, like, the whole, like, universing and, like, keep introducing characters, I was tapped after, like, five of those movies, so.
Hey, Lakers cut it to 7.
Look at there.
All right, missed 2 free throws, hit a 3. Foul, missed 2 free throws, hit a 3.
Nope, I don't foul. Want that. I'd rather, nope, I want them to lose by double digits. Being a sore loser right now.
Okay. Marlon, do the Lakers have any shot at coming back in this series?
I'm going to put us... If there's anything less than 0% chance, I'm going with that.
Do the Lakers have any chance of winning one game?
Yeah, clearly. They could have... Oh, you mean like game 4?
Yeah.
I don't expect them to. I mean, I think LeBron's spent, and it would take a crazy effort from him and AD. Or just like, for some reason... like. You know, I'd be so mad if we came out in game 4, like, on fire, like, couldn't miss a 3-pointer.
Here's the thing is the Nuggets have 3 players that are going to show up every game. Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Aaron Gordon. They're going to show up every game. Lakers have 2 they're going to show up every game. Lakers also have Michael Porter Jr., fucking Reggie Jackson, who makes 3s, fucking, they have other players that
KCP,
show up.
KCP, Ron.
Yeah.
Like, they just have guys.
They have guys that will
show
up.
They have energy guys, you know, at least guys that will give you something on either end, you know, like if they're not going to be doing something on offense, they're going to be hustling on defense. Like, how many times did you see AD go after an offensive rebound and there's 4 Nuggets like standing behind him and 0 Lakers in sight?
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, Austin Reeves like is going to put in an effort, but he's not like a game breaker, dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's not, maybe, I don't know if he has that game in him. I mean, he's shown obviously he's a really good player, but I don't know if he's a guy that's gonna like swing a game for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he puts forth an effort, but like if D'Lo, Dinwiddie, Torian Prince, I mean, these guys, Rui, oh my God, Rui is like a fucking negative out there, dude. Like a true fucking negative. Like, what is this? Is watch, this is gonna drop.
Rui.
Oh my God.
Of Rui.
Really, dude? Foul. Okay.
Lakers cut it to 5 with 2.
Watch them get this to a 2. Watch them get it to a fucking 2-point game. Unreal. The Lakers are going to end up losing this game by 7, and it wasn't that close. Oh my God. Just fucking. I feel bad for LeBron, dude.
Yeah, I do too.
AD, I just saw a stat.
Actually, you know, I feel bad for AD because I've given him the most shit the last 2 years. You know, he's had a healthy year, and he's probably been our best player this series. So, you know, he is the
27
one
points for Aaron Gordon, dude. What?
28. Gonna be 29. Like, that's just.
They just flashed a graphic a little bit earlier that AD this game had 1 point in the fourth quarter. Now, like, on paper, you could be like, what the fuck? AD disappeared in the fourth quarter. But
he's trying to do it on the defensive end as well.
100%. But it's also like, that's like saying Saquon Barkley, like, had a bad game because he had 100 yards in the first half, but like only had 10 in the second half. Like, dude, they started crowding the box.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay, so I have one play in general that I'm thinking about. So it was LeBron and AD working like the 2-man game, the post game, and LeBron posted AD up and then didn't move without the ball, allowing, I believe it was one of their bigs, Aaron Gordon or MPJ, just to sag off. It's like, okay, like, you have to like move, or I don't know. Like, it was just such an easy double on AD that he just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Lakers, I mean, is this the last year that the Lakers can be competitive? I mean, for a championship, like, I mean, that sounds like even, was that David Goggins? Was David Goggins just saying what's up to fucking Michael Porter Jr.? Maybe not. That could have been crazy. Anyway, like, are the Lakers a piece away from being finals contenders?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I don't think they're Trae Young away. I believe they are a piece or so.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, Grant, yeah, I mean, if that piece was Nikola Jokic, like, yeah, sure, they're a piece. Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at next season or like any trades or like free agents that can come, is that even on the horizon?
Yeah, no, I believe they can, but I believe they're... I mean, I haven't brought up their coach all year just because I don't... Like, I feel like that's an easy cop-out, you know, because it's not like Darvin Ham missed 23-pointers tonight, you know? But just the fact that... I don't know. Like, not making defensive rotations or just having a stagnant offense, like, stood out to me more than anything. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. If we are a player away, we're some role players away as well. You know, like we were missing a guy like KCP. Like we need energy guys that are gonna muck things up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like KCP. Oh, fuck this guy, Aaron Gordon, dude. I mean, KCP was a huge part of that Lakers team that won in 2020, mm-hmm. that won in the bubble.
Same with Rondo. I mean, another guy that would muck it up and not the greatest 3-point shooter, but he was clutch. He'd knock him down. Yeah.
Even though a guy like Bradley Beal, for instance, like, I don't, Lakers have no chance of getting him, but like a third fucking legitimate fucking scorer, like a third, they really do need like a third reliable scorer. Yeah. I mean, that person, I don't even know if that person exists. You were hoping, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if there's anybody. I don't know if there's any guys even on the deep, like, bench that that can ascend. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty shitty about it, to be honest.
Yeah, same. I mean, I hate to throw in the towel on the season, but
on the season. I mean, we're down 3-0 in the first round of the playoffs. Like, I think the towel's, like, it's pretty fucking close to getting thrown in.
Yeah.
No. Salvage a game, dude. That's all I'm saying. Salvage a game. Win one game. This Nuggets team, I mean, this is all, I said it a little bit earlier, but the Nuggets, I mean, they're the defending champs, dude. I mean, this was going to be a tall order to beat them, but to get swept, dude, to go out like a couple of fucking bitches, to go out like a fucking couple of punk bitches, especially after game two, that one, I feel like just was a real fucking gut punch. I mean, when that happened, I mean, literally, I was sick. When Jamal Murray hit that game winner at the end of game two, I was literally sick, I think, for like 24 hours after that. My stomach hurt.
Okay, so now going back on hindsight on one of our takes, like, would you have rather played OKC round one? You know, maybe we win in 6 or 7, or, you know, like, or just say the Lakers advance. Would you rather, you know, go through, you know, a couple rounds of the playoffs just for this to happen in the conference finals? Or, like, do you still think it was the right call? Whether or not it was a conscious
call. Well, I mean,
call.
Those are like two different things. Like, would I rather have played the Oklahoma City Thunder? 100%. Like, uh-huh. Of course I would have.
But do you think it would have made a difference in the long run?
I think that, well, yes, because a couple things could happen. I mean, like, the Nuggets really seem to be the one team that the Lakers, forget about winning a series. They literally can't even win one single fucking game against them. So that's a shit draw for the Lakers in the first round. I get what your point is, that they're like, yes, eventually we're going to have to play them.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather get it over with early? No. I'd rather make a deeper playoff run. I mean, because anything could happen. I mean, another team could knock off the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Somebody could get hurt. An injury away. Like, anything could happen.
But then, like, I guess on the flip side, I mean, we look so gassed in this series that, I mean, I don't know.
I think what I'm trying to say is, I don't know. You can't. I feel like that's loser mentality. You can't try to, like, lose a play-in game and then, like, win your next game so that you can play a different opponent because you don't want to play the Nuggets. Like, that's fucking stupid, I think. Especially because you run the risk of not even making the playoffs at all. Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about, like, losing that game against the Pelicans and then having to play the Suns, though? That's the thing, is then you go against against the Kings. Then we would have had to play the Kings, and the Kings just swept the Lakers this fucking year. So, like, I don't know.
Or, I mean, none of the top three teams controlled their own destiny anyways. So, I mean, even if, like, we did try and we got the 7 seed and we did get lucky and get a different draw, I don't know. It just doesn't feel, obviously now, you know, I'm just dejected and depressed, but it just felt like this was inevitable.
Yeah. Just game two. I mean, if I felt sick after game two, I can't imagine what these guys were feeling after game two. I mean, like, you leave it all on the line. D-Lo goes off in game two and you can't put it away. I don't know, man.
Do you think that's what maybe, like, an excuse for their lack of shooting tonight was maybe they were, well, like a little thrown off by that loss, affected.
I mean, I've never been an NBA player. I don't know if you know this. But, like, and so, like, to a degree, I would expect a certain amount of, like, professionalism from these guys, that, like, a game is just a game. You know what I mean? They're all worth one.
Yeah.
But
you hear it all the time, you know, it's just a game, you know.
But those, I mean, AD and LeBron were visibly pissed after that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know nobody wants to fight. I mean, whatever. I don't want to get it. We don't have to get into it now. But, you know what? Maybe I will. Like, some of the officiating, I don't think anybody wants to hear about officiating from a Laker perspective. Like, and so, like, I don't want to sound off too much on it, but I swear to God. And
especially
I know this
given
is
all those regular season stats of how many more free throws,
yes,
or foul calls.
Exactly.
Had.
Like, nobody wants to hear from a Lakers fan about the bad whistle, but it really felt like we were been getting a tough whistle the entire series.
Yeah.
And especially with some crucial, crucial calls down the stretch in game two that all seem to break Denver's way. That's the thing, is like, they all seem to break Denver's way. There's a lot of 50, and I'm not saying that's necessarily why the Nuggets won, but it didn't fucking help. I mean, I'm watching these highlights now. The first half, dude, looking so good. And then they just got fucking, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know how that happens. I don't know if that's a coaching thing. I don't know if it's just these guys are gassed, if they're just demoralized. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of done talking about Lakers. Yeah. I'm officially a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
Moving on out throughout the playoffs once the Lakers officially get eliminated. Since we were both, you know, doing work and setting up the streams tonight, I didn't really get a chance to pay too close of attention to their game three, but the Sixers did win at home by 11. So, I think I'm going to shift my focus after the Lakers get eliminated to the Knicks.
To the Knickerbockers?
To the Knickerbockers, and then just kind of ride them out just so that I have something to watch and keep myself entertained throughout these playoffs. Because there's still good basketball going on.
I'm with you. I'm also a big Heat fan now.
Heat culture.
Heat culture. It's zombie Heat.
Yeah.
Zombie Heat culture. Winning, stealing a game against, not even stealing a game. Now that series with Boston is 1-1. I mean, I feel like my priorities after this would be, okay, yeah, Lakers win a game, Boston to lose, then I'll be a Knicks fan. But those are all kind of like up there. I'm with you, man.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question way too early.
Okay.
And I already know I should know the answer to this. So, actually, I'm just going to come out and say it. Fuck Boston, right?
Yeah, of
regardless,
course.
Okay.
Fuck Boston.
Fuck, like, even if it's Denver versus Boston in the finals, fuck Boston forever.
100%.
All right.
100%.
Although Boston's not going to get past the Knicks, so it doesn't even matter.
Boston might not get past Miami.
Hey!
I'm saying in the West.
That.
In the West, who am I going for now? Dallas?
No, I'm not I am a Kyrie fan. I think Luka gets jerked off a little too much. I just hate like the ball stopper offense, which I know is like just like what superstars do in general. You know, like you need that guy as far as, you know, like one on one. They get the ball in their hand and they're just gonna, you know, dribble out until they get their look and then shoot. But I don't know. I just kind of hate that style of basketball, which is what we play, and we couldn't hit a three.
I feel like Dallas is probably the best bet to beat Denver. Like, I feel like they have the remaining teams, they have the best chance of beating Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a young, I mean, like, the Wolves, I really like Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing the Wolves get there.
Same.
OKC doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah,
like, I don't really like their players.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'd rather see them.
I mean, Shea's a good basketball player, don't get me wrong, but.
Oh, he's a great basketball player,
yeah,
but, like,
I'm not a Shea fan.
Nah, I mean, the one thing about the Wolves is, like, Karl-Anthony Towns is kind of a fucking bitch.
At least he's out.
And yeah, for sure. And Rudy Gobert, like, I mean,
COVID.
I still haven't forgiven him for bringing COVID to the United States.
Yeah, that was really fucked up.
Yeah, so I probably would be going for Wolves. I don't know if they have the metal, the championship experience, the playoff experience to make a deep run, especially if they go up against this Nuggets team. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Dallas, on the other hand, I could see it.
I am happy, you know, I'm schadenfreude that the Suns are fuck going down. Dude. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Honestly, a Knicks-Wolves finals.
That'd be lit.
That would be lit.
Yeah, sign me up for that, please.
I'm into that. Knicks-Wolves. Yeah. I'd be into that. I would love to see Miami knock off Boston. Obviously, that's top of the list. On the East, I don't know. I haven't really been watching too many of the Eastern Conference Finals, but
so I have a take, and it'd be a look ahead preview at round two.
Go ahead.
Knicks versus Bucks.
Okay.
So that'd be Doc Rivers versus Tom Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm going to give, of course I'm going Knicks because I'm giving all the credit for the Celtics 2008 title to Tom Thibodeau, who was an assistant coach on that Celtics team. So, Doc's never won a championship.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Without Tom Thibodeau.
It's a great point.
Yeah. And, the Knicks defense, I mean, fuck Josh Hart. I miss that guy. I kind of miss our baby Lakers a little bit.
Yeah, there's something about this. Yeah, the baby Lakers, the Lonzo, Brandon Ingram,
Larry
Nance Jr., D'Angelo Russell 1.0.
Zubats.
Ivica Zubats.
Who gave away to the Clippers for free. Damn, I forgot about the Clippers. Fuck the Clippers, though.
Nah, fuck them. I mean, they could still make a run. They might have a shot to... yeah, I kind of did forget them. They could have a shot of knocking off Denver. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm just still in pain. I'm just thinking about how I can't, you know, I'm gonna have to go through this grieving period where, dude, I literally haven't been able to listen to sports podcasts for like the last 3 days or the last week, like because the Lakers can't win a fucking game, dude.
Yeah.
It's tough. I don't know, man. I don't know. What else to say?
About basketball, nothing. We're 22 minutes in. Let's not go too much longer.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, maybe we already touched upon it, but we'll go ahead and get a little meta again at the end. I do feel like it was a productive night as far as our podcasting and streaming journey. So,
yeah, we got some things locked down. Just try to get some vertical integration. We appreciate anybody that has been listening to the pod, who chimed into the Rumble live stream.
Yeah.
Seriously, you guys, like, it's real silly and stupid what we're doing over here, but your guys' support, I mean, it's really, like, it means a lot.
Oh, you want to bring up, I don't know, we just got a very, very kind text message, and we appreciate it, so that's just a little live shout-out.
Yeah, we had a nice text message from a buddy of ours who listened to a couple of our podcasts, or at least the most recent one, and yeah, man, we feel good about this. Again, like I said, we said it at the beginning, we still don't know what the fuck we're doing.
But we're having a good time, and we don't plan on going away, so it is going to be something eventually, you know, as far as a direction or a theme or maybe not, but I mean, we're going to figure it out as we go, and it's going to be seamless and it's going to be fun. So, thanks for riding along with us.
All right, gang. Making hay.
Calling it a night.
That's what we do when the sun shines.
We make hay. Sorry, Laker fans.
Deuces.